Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between. Let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. I'd like to welcome all our listeners for tuning in this evening. It's a real exciting moment to have each and every one of you join us on our Tuesday night broadcast. And also keep in mind, we are broadcasting on Thursday nights evenings as well. So hope to see all of you on Thursday night's broadcast as also. But before we get started with our show tonight, I'd like to share our call-in number with all of you, and that is area code 347-327-9086. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. I also wanted to welcome our listeners from Brazil. They are officially tuning in to our broadcast as well. So I'm welcome to each and every one of you. I'm just thrilled to have you guys tuning in. And I want to thank all of our listeners. I'm sure many of you have been sharing about our shows, and I wanted to really make sure I took a moment to express my gratitude to all of you for your love and your support for our broadcasting. As you guys know, my heart always wants to get in the way and just embrace each and every one of you. So always remember that you do matter to all of us. And so anyway, with that started, I actually want to giggle, everybody, okay? You guys know the routine. Here comes the big boys. They come flying in, and I think they do that intentionally. You know, they like to play, and they like to joke around as well. And matter of fact, I woke up this morning actually laughing, and I couldn't believe it. I was actually chasing my heart around because it was actually running all over the universe. And I'm going, wait a minute, where are you going? You're supposed to be with me. And so I just thought that was kind of cute. That was the way I had woke up this morning. But tonight we have the real pleasure of having the founder of Spirit Vision, Ann Taylor, with us this evening. And as you all know, she's an intuitive, psychic medium, healer, teacher, and personal coach. She has profound gifts and years of experience in the metaphysical arts with an extensive professional background. Ann is imbued with inner knowing, understanding who she is and what she does through her deep connection with spirit. Ann concentrated her early studies in anthropology and obtained multiple graduate degrees in both psychology and metaphysics. In her previous professional career, both in business and as a licensed therapist, the realm of spirit called her forward to make major changes and to explore other healing modalities along the path of spiritual growth, sharing her knowledge with others. It was then that Reverend Taylor plunged into an in-depth study of consciousness in which she practiced, also known as TM,
I know, it's okay. Transcendental. Just TM is perfect.
Thank you, ma'am. Meditation. Uh-huh. I do apologize for that. You know, every once in a while, I got to act up on air. Anyway, as I proceed forward, became a certified hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, and an ordained minister in the Church of Inner Light. and works with people all across the globe, ranging from celebrities to media executives, corporate leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in spiritual growth. She channels new spiritual knowledge, personal and specific, to each client, intuitively interprets it in a useful and straightforward manner throughout her transformational guidance and coaching. If you'd like to personally contact Anne, you can reach her at her email address, which is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@iCloud.com. Thank you.
You bet.
I don't know why I was stumbling on that. And and it's so interesting because my cell phone's next to me and it's just going off on this end. Please forgive me, everybody. I do apologize for that.
The switchboard is probably lighting up like crazy and we're getting all sorts of electronic energy here. So that's
always fun. Yes, ma'am. You got that? Oh, yes, you tuned into that, did you?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Anyway, before we let Anne officially come on air with us, I do need to read our disclaimer to all of you, and that is, readings is for entertainment and information purposes only. Please, please use your own judgment and intuition in making decisions and life choices. So without further delay, let's all gather together to give Anne Taylor a warm welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Good evening, Anne. Good to have
you. Well, hi. Hi, Leilani. Thank you so much, and thank you for that kind introduction, and it's always delightful to be here, and hello to our audience, and I look forward to the next couple of hours.
Once I could get it all out of me. You know, I never did that in the past when I went on air, signing on to a live broadcast, and for some reason, since I've been back on radio, I just get the giggles. What's up with that, Anne?
Frequency shifting. The energy, when the energy escalates, it's very challenging for a lot of us, and I include myself in this statement, to make it comfortable to channel very high frequency information or high frequency vibrations, if you will, because it comes very fast. And so we have to acclimate our physical bodies to that process. And I know anybody in the audience out there who's listening understands this as well, because if you start to meditate or you start to, you know, enter a spiritual path or you just start to pursue information in a higher consciousness in your life, the frequency and the energy escalates. And so we have to adapt to that. It's like plugging yourself into a light socket. When we're not quite ready for that, or when it's just new energy. And so we react in different ways. You know, some people laugh and giggle, some people cry, some people have all sorts of different reactions. So I totally understand that, Leilani. It happens to all of us, myself included.
Well, at least there's an explanation for my madness on my end. You know, yeah. But you know what? That's going to be a major thing for 2024. You know, being able to see the lighter side about our own person, along with what's going on around us in our, not only in our personal lives, but also our outer reality. And this is where I'm really excited, because tonight we're going to be sharing with our listeners about living in the light and what does that truly mean. And so I was just thrilled that we were going to be able to talk a little bit about that before we answer our callers for this evening. So let me turn it over to you, Anne, and set the stage for us with living in the light.
Well, thank you, Leilani. That's a title that you and I have discussed at length. It's very important, especially at this point, because 2024 is an impactful year. It's important for us to choose the frequency and the energy and the atmosphere in which we want to live we have to hold a certain frequency. And when I say light, that refers to a frequency. It's a higher frequency. It's a God consciousness, if you will. Light, in my mind, is associated with its physics, of course, and energy, but I associate it with God consciousness. And so when I say living in the light, it means living in the pursuit of a God awareness or God energy, God goddess. I use shorthand for it, but it's all the energies. There's no gender, really. So living in the light means I am living or working towards living in a frequency that aligns with the highest consciousness of the divine most high that I know how to pursue or attain or be with. And so we have choices every moment. We have choices of where is my thought going to go? Where am I going to allow my thoughts to go? What am I going to pursue mentally, intellectually, emotionally? Where is my energy directed? And so what I want to do and what I hope other people want to do is to live at a frequency where I'm seeking the highest light, the highest vibration, the highest frequency, the highest God consciousness that I can. We're in a physical body. We're in what I call the 3D or third dimensional world. There are some densities here where we are, and so we have to acclimate for that. But at the same time, we want to move in that direction of the higher light, the higher frequency, the higher vibration. And it comes down to simple things, really simple. You know, when you get out of bed in the morning, do you want to feel happy about that, or do you want to feel depressed and whiny and critical? That's, you know, when you're grateful for the day, happy to be here, can't wait to see what happens, looking forward to exercising my own, you know, independence and creativity and consciousness, that's a movement towards the light. So at every step of the day, we have a choice. How do we respond to things? Mm-hmm. What do we do? What thoughts do we want to hold? What statements do we want to make to other people? Are you complaining about everything, or are you happy about things and you want to make it better? That's living in the light. So particularly for 2024, because it's a year of making positive choices, making assertive choices for being in God consciousness, making choices that put you in the energy you want to be living in rather than in the past. We have to make these choices conscious and freely. So in this new year, we want to make those choices to literally be living in the light every day in whatever way we can. And we can choose that at every little step of the way. It's tiny baby steps every day.
So that's right. As simple as me getting up this morning, laughing, feeling joyful.
Yes, that's huge. That's huge.
That's and part of that living radiates, in the light.
That radiates outward from you. And it goes, you know, into your neighborhood and into the activities and into the people that you see. And it expands from there. So it's a huge gift to hold that awareness. I mean, how beautiful that you wake up laughing and happy.
And I have a keen understanding, too, is that I am the co-creator of how I choose to live my life. And so with that greater understanding, every single day, I consciously walk around asking myself, is this what I choose in my life? And how can I respond in a much better and more positive way on, you know, everything, especially with when I interact with people. And I'm really proud of myself, and I know that you are too. And I'm talking about divine, being divinely proud of yourselves, okay? to where I feel like I've become more real and authentic with my life. How
that's
I
important.
Choose to be with peace, with harmony. I have definitely said no to chaos and drama, victimhood, all those things. And it's interesting because for a while there, I even used to have, which of course was years ago, What do you mean taking responsibility and accountability? I truly understand the great sense of that now. It doesn't mean I've done anything wrong. It's just that I know I'm holding myself responsible on how I choose to live my life.
That's a wonderful, wonderful statement, Leilani, and a really important perception. We have to take responsibility because we are putting the energy into the universe and directing the consciousness around us to go in a certain place or direction. We want to make it positive. Even if you're in the midst of chaos, in the midst of, you know, challenge and difficulty, everybody's challenged. Everybody has obstacles. Everybody has a dark night of the soul. It mm-hmm. doesn't get easy all the time. And if one is living in a spiritual consciousness and moving in the light, doesn't mean that the obstacles are removed. It just means that you have a choice about the attitude we want to hold in order to get through those obstacles and challenges. We can feel victimized and put upon and less than, or we can feel in alignment with the cosmic energies and the God consciousness and move forward to deal with whatever it is in front of us and move through that with love, light, and peace. So I love your point.
That's absolutely correct. You know, I was reflecting on some of the situations that, you know, have unfolded for me in my own personal life, and I went, oh, gosh. And a lot of times I created it by not paying attention, or I got so engrossed in what I was doing that I had dropped the ball on, you know, on the other things that was just as important, and I had failed to keep a balance within my own life. So now I find myself faced with, I've got to clean this up, rectify it. So when there's other people involved that can make a serious decision, okay, and you're going to have to take over in talking because
You okay?
Well, I got to figure out why I'm anyway. My system might shut me down. So if you could.
Okay. Well, we don't want to lose you. So yes, I'll pick up the thought. You mentioned other people. There are always other people involved in the fabric of our lives. We can't control the other people. We can influence the other people. We can have impact on the other people. We can share and communicate with the other people, but they don't always listen and they don't always make the same decisions we might want them to. So when it comes to other people, we still have to be responsible for our own actions, but we cannot control them. So all we can do is stand in the highest energy we know how to do and trust that it will affect other people. We may not agree with their actions. They may not do what we want, but we can live in our own integrity and our own energy and, you know, pray for their souls and pray for peace all around and, you know, stay steady and strong, but live in your own integrity. Do what feels right to you, living in divine consciousness, making choices and decisions that are based on your own sense of the highest values that we can hold. So it's a big puzzle. And there is karma, and we have created scenarios in which we have decided to learn. It's my belief that when we come to the planet, we come as a whole soul. We've been here before. We're going to be here again. There's a billion places in the universe to go. And we come with a lesson or a desire to learn, to share, to do certain things, to create, to experience. And so many of those scenarios we have given ourselves in order to achieve this, in order to learn this, in order to share this. And very, very frequently, the entire group of people around us have also come at the same time to share these experiences. So it's a complex and richly woven fabric that we bring when we come here to the planet.
That's right.
So I hope, Leilani, that adds a little bit of, you know, info to what you were saying, which was great. I liked what you said. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, because I have really picked up my baton.
Mm-hmm.
And sat with myself and really went deep within myself and asked myself some very serious questions. And it really propelled me to move forward in those deep thoughts and the serious questions I was asking myself, you know, after my husband had made the transition. And I'm going, yeah. Okay, now you got to put your big girl britches on, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. I'm so glad I did, Anne.
We all are, Leilani. We all are. We're all benefiting.
But it's you know, a great example, you know. My whole system over here was telling me they were about to shut me down, and I'm turned it over to you. I didn't
mm-hmm.
panic. I didn't freak out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just sort of
mm-hmm.
said, okay, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I did what I needed to do to rectify it the best way I knew how with the knowledge I have. And look, I
yep.
didn't get shut down.
and it's all working. And it's all working. And just for fun, when you turned it over to me, I have had some sort of respiratory thing for a few weeks and lost my voice several times. So tonight I said, you know, I'm on the air. I need to be able to speak. So I called my guides in and said, you know, could you like put some extra energy here? And of course, when you said, okay, Anne, I'm going to turn it over to you, my voice was going. And I said, not now. Not now. I need to be able to speak. I need to deliver this information. I want to connect with the audience. I am thinking of the audience out there listening, and I don't need to sound like a frog right now. Thank you so much. So, you know, we all do it in our little tiny ways at whatever point in time we need that help or we need that focus or that refocus. And so whatever crisis, I mean, there's so many examples of mundane experiences, right? You know, you got to do something and something's not working. The electronics don't work. The car doesn't work. Your job is stressful. Whatever it is, stop and evaluate. Stop and like, let me see what I can do with this energy. Let me revalue the time. Let me refocus
point,
the energy. Yeah. Let me take a higher energy into this situation. Let me hear everybody's perception before I launch into what I think needs to happen or to try to control something. Let me just see where the lay of the land is, you know? What does it actually look like here? And what do we need to do to keep it uplifted and positive and productive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what else came to mind for me is, and I'm sure many of you out there have done this throughout your own life journey, is that, you know, is getting real with your boundaries.
Oh, that's absolutely a very integral part of this whole process.
And, you know, I take the time out to revisit my boundaries, going, okay, do I need to re-edit? I mean, you know, to edit my boundaries. You know, as my consciousness grows and I have a greater understanding of life itself, it'll probably take me eons of time, obviously, to truly understand all the mechanics of life itself, but I think you guys got the gist of what I'm trying to say, where I have revamped a lot of my boundaries. Great example. I don't have a lot of tolerance anymore for a lot of chaos or drama or people
right.
speaking extremely negative. And please forgive me. I'm not attempting to pick on anybody because we all go through those dark moments. I know I have many of times. But this is where a support system that we build around us gently whispers and reminds us of how important it is to gain ourselves. And, you know, I've always shared with all of you the importance of taking a moment, pause, close your eyes, take three deep breaths, and regroup yourself, coming back to your center on an emotional, mental, and spiritual level. And even if you have to remind yourself in your own mind about your boundaries of what you will and will not accept into your life, because it's a choice that each and every one of us have to decide. And, you know, and some even some of my dearest friends did not understand that with me, that I had rewritten and added to or deleted some of my boundaries.
Yeah, and that's important, because as we move through time, one of the things I have noticed, a couple of things I want to respond to, boundaries are essential. We need to know what our boundaries are and what our values are. And we want to be with people who support those. And that has to do with creating a support system around us of positive, uplifting people. If we have people in our lives that are pulling our energy down or being hypercritical or unsupportive in some way, we need to rethink that process and love them and understand that they're coming from the place they have to come from at this moment. But find some more people around you to be uplifting and to be positive and to be, you know, exciting and excited for you on your spiritual path. And one of the things I have noticed over time is the more we get into our spiritual learning and the more we start to expand our consciousness, sometimes people fall away. Sometimes they don't want to be there for that part of the process, or it's threatening to them, or they don't want to make the changes that are necessary in their own lives, and they see you doing it, and it becomes a bit threatening. So be prepared for things to change over time as we go through these new steps in spiritual awareness. Everybody doesn't come along for the same ride.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And that's okay.
It's perfect because
it opens up another flood of new friends and
Absolutely.
Inspirations and ideas. And, you know, I know that's what's been happening with me quite a bit and stuff. And it's really interesting, because as I was adding to my boundaries, as my consciousness shifted, and it had nothing to do with me wanting to push anyone out of my life. It was saying, hey, come on this journey with me. Let's raise our vibrational frequency together. And, of course, they have to decide how they choose to perceive the changes. And,
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things about human nature is we don't always like change.
I think we rarely like change. Change is threatening. You know, we get someplace and we think, oh, we're set. You know, it's really almost primitive sort of cave dweller, you know, consciousness. Let's get in the cave because we know we're safe, right?
And
if you venture, if you go outside the cave, it's threatening because you're not sure what's out there, right?
So. I have dealt with change for the past 8 years to the point where, you know, probably half my closet is full of change. Just a little humor, okay?
Yeah,
I'm throwing in there. But, you know, it's really interesting because one of my neighbors stopped to visit with me for a short period of time this afternoon, and I was showing her some of the stuff that I had accomplished today, and she said, wow, Leilani, she says, you know, she says, I've watched you for just in the last year and a half, and it just amazes me the amount of change that you have created in your own life. And it's all good changes. You know, some of it has been a little uncomfortable, but I knew within myself it was important for me to actually venture into that change. And gosh, Anne, I'm so glad I did.
Oh, absolutely. What I always share with people, and it's true for all of us, myself included, we look at change and we go, I don't know, resistance, a little fear, a little, you know, whatever. I'm not sure. Do I want to change? I'm not sure. We're moving into the unknown. There's a mystery here. We don't know what the change is going to bring. We have to be willing to take the risk. And that's where trusting spirit, trusting God, trusting the universe, that all comes into play. And once we take the leap and make the change, by and large, highest percentage of the time, the change is for the good. It's always more expansive.
And then you sit back and go, oh, gosh, I'm so glad I did that.
Yes, and what was I afraid of, and why did it take me so long, and wish I'd done it 5 years ago, that kind of thing. Of course, absolutely. But I always remind people, most of the time, the fear and the anticipation that we throw out there into the unknown and the mystery never happens. And what happens is the changes lead to something greater, more exciting, more expansive, more wonderful. We meet new people, have new experiences, do new stuff, and our life gets more fun, right?
That's right.
Most of the time.
And it actually shifts our perception.
Totally.
And our consciousness grows from that. And then we start getting excited and incorporating other things in our lives as well. And so as many of you know, because I've been keeping you guys abreast since we've all come back on air again, is the major theme of 2024 and beyond is going to be all about change. Okay?
Yes.
So that's going to happen regardless if you choose to jump on that train or if you want to put the brakes on. But
absolutely.
Regardless if you got those brakes on, change is going to happen.
Yeah. And what I also share with people, when you're facing change, when you're looking at the change, just imagine in your mind stepping into the change, stepping into the unknown, being courageous, and feeling what it would feel like if all the change were positive. Just imagine positive coming out of the change and feel the feelings of what that's like. And then step back and go, well, what would it feel like if I don't change? And usually when you step back and you go, well, if I don't change, it feels like claustrophobia or restriction or some sort of oppression in some way. I'm not moving into the unknown. I'm not moving into the new challenge. So you can also do it that way. You can kind of imagine, what does it feel like? If I stay here, what's that feel like? Or if I venture forth and do something new, what does that feel like? And
it's
another tool.
It's trying to swim in quicksand. You're not going to get very far if you choose to swim in a quicksand, believe me. You know what's really interesting, all goes hand in hand with living in the light. Because
absolutely.
It's about us coming from the heart center, because the energies that's flooding the planet is all about the divine mother's energy. And
absolutely.
So it's going to affect everyone on a global scale. And so what does that mean for all of us? Being kind, considerate, compassion, and understanding. And with the keen understanding that it's also important for us to keep our lives in check, along with not compromising ourselves either. Because you can show kindness and compassion to others without it you costing you to actually compromise yourself as an individual. Wouldn't you say, Anne?
I would totally agree with that. My sister sent me something not too long ago that was a great statement. It says, you know, assuring rights for other people doesn't mean that you lose yours.
Ooh, I like that.
I know. Isn't that nice? It's like, yes, we're all in this together. We need to move forward. You know, and that doesn't mean you tolerate bullies or put up with oppression of any nature, but we move forward in that light. It's really important. And yes, being kind means you're strong and you stand in your truth, but you do it compassionately.
So I sat down with one of the masters that talks to me quite frequently. And I said, you know, what is change truly all about?
Mm-hmm.
What's so interesting is this is what was said to me. Change is presented to us because we have graduated to a greater understanding. So, or we have gone off course, so it will create a change for the angels and the master teachers that work with you, or your guides or your ancestors, however you view that, are helping to re-navigate you to the path that's going to lead you to your divine soul purpose. And of course, I got more into an in-depth conversation with one of my masters, and I thought, wow, I never looked at change that way. You know, thumbs up, you've done a great job. You have learned a lot of new knowledge. You've been able to implement that into your everyday living. We've observed you and how you interact with people in general or situations. Good for you. We recognize the growth within you, so let us bring change to elevate you to another level of consciousness.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful and so profound. That's a wonderful thing to keep in mind for each of us when we are presented with change. It really is for our highest and best good.
It is.
And it takes us closer and closer to our divine purpose, why we came to the planet to begin with.
He even discussed with me about those moments when change is presented to us where we've kind of, you know, took a detour.
Mm-hmm,
and, of course,
mm-hmm.
Detours can happen with situations, people that enter into our lives that kind of, you know, we kind of get misdirected from our course that we've been guided to stay on. Well, that serves its purpose as well, because
sure.
It's our saving grace to snap us out, let the universe orchestrate the divine timing of, you know, the orchestration of it to get us back on course again to be able to move forward. So the master says to me, when, and of course I've taken a lot of detours in my life, oh my goodness, but well,
haven't we all?
You know, how do you, he was asking me, how did I feel about that? And I said, you know, I'm so thankful. I wanted to really express my gratitude because they loved me so much. And when they saw that I was going on a detour, they were able to redirect me with throwing up, you know, blocks or things in my pathway to get me back on course again.
Right.
You can't get any better than that.
Mm-mm. And the other thing I'll add to that, just a little nuance, sometimes we think we've made a detour when in fact we have not made a detour, and it was all in divine order for us to learn whatever it was
mm-hmm.
that we experienced in that moment with
mm-hmm.
that action. And we don't see it until later.
I would agree with that as well. It's just
yeah.
profound. With the growth I've made in my own consciousness, to where I have created a very, very peaceful life for myself. And I'm not trying to insinuate my life wasn't peaceful in the past, because it was. I am by nature a very peaceful person. And I've always enjoyed having, especially my environment, very peaceful. When you walk into my home, I want you to have a sense that you're being wrapped in a warm, cozy blanket. And it feels so awesome that you don't want to, you know, give up the blanket and stuff. I mean, I've literally had to tell people, okay, it's 2:00 in the morning. I think it's time for you to go home.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to go to sleep, right?
Exactly.
<Yeah.
laughs> You know, because they don't want to leave. Because, as a matter of fact, I had someone new come to my home, and they said, wow, your place is really, really peaceful. Energy
mm-hmm.
is so calm.
Right. Right, exactly. And that's a beautiful thing to create.
Yeah.
And that brings me to another thought. We can always use our own bodies as barometers for what the energy is doing. Does it bring us peace? Do we feel animated and happy? Or does it make us tense and we get, you know, that knot in the middle of our solar plexus? And that's a good indicator for, am I in the right direction or am I stepping off the curb a little bit here and I maybe need to redirect? Now, and I will say this, that's predicated on the assumption that we are all doing our emotional health work. We are getting in touch with who we are. We are learning to navigate through our feelings. We are learning to be self-aware. We can't do a spiritual sidestep and go, oh, I'm going to move into the light and worship rainbows and butterflies and it's all going to be peaceful. No, it's not going to be peaceful if you haven't done the emotional internal work. That's important. That's a foundation.
Or not grounded in your own physical body. You're flying all over the universe versus staying in your physical body. And, you know, one of the masters, I'll never forget this, was pointing its finger at me. Because I used to be one of those that never wanted to stay in my physical body, you know.
Yeah.
So it was more my safe haven was floating around in the ozone somewhere. And it truly was. I just have to be honest about it. He says, and what makes you think you can be of greater service to anyone, let alone yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real come to the point of the process, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a real wake-up call. And that's why I say all of this is, you know, balanced and supported by doing our own emotional mental health work so that we are authentic and living in integrity and know what we feel and are okay with our feelings and are not spewing that all over everybody else. And we're not doing any kind of bypass around being in perfectly emotional, stable health.
That's right. Oh, God. I love this kind of conversation, Zan, you know, because as I'm clinging onto your words, I'm sitting here reflecting on everything you have to share and asking myself even important questions. And you guys probably are wondering, well, why are we talking about this evening? And yes, we're going to be taking you guys' calls, so just bear with us. But I also want to be able to present where we are in our own personal lives and hoping that you guys can see through the lens as we talk how we orchestrate our own lives that may be useful to all of you or probe you to get to, you know, looking at your, becoming the observer of your own environment, you know, asking yourselves some serious questions. And if you choose to live in the light, the universe just opens itself up to you and all kinds of things start to transpire in your life. And I know, Anne, you're like me. You want all of you want this for our listeners, and we're not insinuating that your life is not like that. Please don't take it that way. But we're hoping that just even a small thing that we might have said can really invite you to take a good look at yourself and your personal life. For those that have husbands and children, you can always find a, even a, if it's a corner within a room, to set up a sacred area just so that you have a place to go and meditate or just to sit there and close your eyes and just decompress so that you are, you can go back to whatever it is you're doing or listen to music that really inspires you or an area where you can draw and become more even more creative in your skill sets and so forth, or even just journaling your thoughts down on here. So regardless of of your situation at home, because we all obviously have different situations. You know, I'm fortunate enough, my child has grown and got his own family, and he's raising his children. So I have the whole house that I can utilize as my sacred space. But sometimes we have to just be able to find a little place, even if it's just doing a floating shelf on a wall, and make that your sacred place as a gentle reminder that you are a pillar of light that has come here on a very, very powerful mission, is to help ascend this planet and humanity as a whole, because we're all doing it together. So, Anne, I'm going to let you share any last-minute thoughts that you might have before we start answering our callers.
Absolutely, Leilani. Thank you so much. There's so many thoughts I have about what you said. I think the most salient and important one right now is to talk about the process of ascension. That is what we're talking about. When we talk about living in the light or moving into the change that escalates our frequency, we are talking about ascension, which is the concept of opening, escalating, and expanding our God consciousness so that we can move into those higher frequencies. And anybody within the sound of our voices and anybody who's incarnated at this particular moment in time has come here knowing that that is one of the projects or jobs or efforts that we are involved in. And the more we pay attention to it, the more we acknowledge it, and the more we participate in that, the better off our lives and the better off the planet is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the name of the game. And in terms of learning, we're all learning together.
That's right.
And, you know, if you've done something that I don't understand and I can learn from you, oh, please let me listen and gather that wisdom. You know, I always tell people, if you're going to go see a healer, make sure that healer's gone ahead of you and learned those things and knows what they're doing so that they can be a guide to you. You want people that have wisdom, and you want to pick their brains for that wisdom so that you can learn, hopefully vicariously, without having to do the same mistakes over and over again, right?
That's right.
Although on some level there are no mistakes, and it's just simply learning until you get it. But essentially what we're all doing together collectively right now is expanding our awareness so that we can take this planet to the spiritual level that it is intended to be.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to have a close relationship with our Creator. Invite Him in your home. It doesn't mean you have to be floating above the ground or anything like that. You know, I can spend my day talking to the Creator. And thank goodness my neighbors can't hear me, because they'd probably put a straitjacket on me and send me off to and lock me up forever. But I do. I spend time talking to Him. I laugh. He actually is quite funny. He's very comical. He, she. And I enjoy. And I want Him very present in my life. You know what came to my mind? And I'm going to take a sidestep here for just a moment, Anne.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because usually, you know, I see triple numbers of the same, right?
Yeah.
111, 222, 333, 444, 555. I mean, it just goes on and on, okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
daily. And I'm sure many of our listeners are starting to observe that as well in their own personal life. Now, that is how the universe communicates with us, is through numbers, interestingly enough. And so keep that in the back of your minds, everyone. And I'd like to invite all of you, when you see these numbers, stop for a moment and say to the universe, I'm ready to receive. What is it that I need to pay attention to, or you're guiding me in that direction, or whatever? Simply, it could be a message of someone around you needs your love and support. It can mean simply as that. So start taking the time out to really understand the significance of the sequence of numbers that we're all seeing, because it plays a very important role in our everyday life. And just keep in mind, it's the universe's way of directly communicating with all of us. Three of the numbers, okay, I started, if the numbers sequence all of a sudden started 808, which I connected that with Hawaii, okay?
Yeah,
that's
definitely
their area code.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm officially now seeing 808, 303, and 404.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh my gosh, this is amazing, because we know three actually is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Zero is equivalent to new beginnings, a restart, moving forward. How many of you guys actually knew that? Okay?
Zero also is God, and you're never alone.
That's right. And so is the number three. It's a direct message from our Creator. Think about that for a moment.
And I want to add just a caveat when we speak about Creator. I want to make sure that it's clear. When we speak about Creator, it's Creator, Creatrix. It's, there's no masculine God and feminine God. It's all one thing. There's no gender. But we use a shorthand sometimes to say, you know, he, him. We could say she, her. There's a divine intelligence in the universe that is infinite power and expansion and is God consciousness. And so it's important to hold that thought in our being so that we can move away from some of the propaganda that's been given to us over the eons about God and being, you know, helpless and being disempowered and all the things that we tend to associate with that when we talk about the Creator. So I just wanted to add that, Leilani, so that people understand.
And that's okay. I'm glad you did. So are you ready to rock and roll and start answering our callers?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I would like to take this opportunity to welcome area code 860 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa Marie. I'm calling from Connecticut. Thank you so much. I've been
Lisa Marie.
Yes.
I am so glad to hear your voice, young lady. I will be contacting you again soon on Facebook. And by the way, thank you for coming onto my profile page. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Believe me. One of the things I wanted to share with you real quick, and everybody around me will tell you, I'm probably one of the most busiest people, and lately I have been extremely busy. It started, in November when I got real, real busy? So just hang in there with me, okay? So periodically I come in and out of Facebook, but I am going to be contacting you on Facebook in the chat messenger.
Does
that sound like
so
a plan?
Yes, thank
you're very
you. God
welcome.
Bless you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just didn't want you to think I was ignoring you. I have a lot on my plate, girl, and I if it comes off as, you know, I'm copping out or giving you excuses, that's definitely not what I mean for you to leave you with an impression, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, because I don't ever want you to feel like you're not important to me or to the people that work with me, because that would be far from the truth. So with all that said, how can we be of service to you tonight?
I have a very big birthday this week, and I was hoping that you could tell me what the angels, guides, God, family want me to be doing or knowing or what's in store for me, any of that. It would be wonderful.
Oh, when is your birthday?
Oh, Friday.
Okay. 65. Hold on.
It's number 65. It's kind of, that's a hard one. But I'm grateful because
well,
my father never made it that far, but I'm so close to when my mother left too that I'm like, oh, I'm probably going soon.
No.
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 No, ma'am.
No.
No, ma'am.
Mm-mm. No, I don't see that at all. You're here for a while. As a
yes,
matter of fact,
ma'am.
You're working your way towards uncomplicating your life. And I see that you have a sense of destiny or a sense of achieving a certain state of mind, and you have the ability to do it very well. Make sure that you don't let things get too complicated around you. Keep life simple, especially this year. Simplify everything you can, okay? And be fearless in relying on your own energy. That doesn't mean you can't have lots of friends and family around you, but rely on your own inner guidance. It's important that you do that. It's kind of like, you know, the hermit goes out into the wilderness to think and pray and meditate and then comes back and does whatever is necessary. So be okay with spending a little moment here and there following your own intuition, your own guidance, your own connection to God, because I do see that you're on your path of destiny, and what's happening right now is unlimited, and I don't see you going anywhere. I see you having some opportunities placed in front of you over the next year or so, year to 18 months. And I think you'll take those opportunities. Be very on guard against getting depressed about anything. Okay? That's not in your best interest. You have a lot of guidance around you, and you're doing the right thing to move into that guidance. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. Can I ask a sidebar tiny question? I have to go for an ultrasound, I'm afraid I need like my 31st
okay.
surgery. Am I going to have another surgery this year, you guys?
It's possible.
If I am,
but it's going to be okay. It's possible, but it's going to be okay. Don't fret about it. That's why I say watch for depression. Don't go into that place, okay? Go into the place of rely on your own energy. Keep it simple. Keep yourself strong internally, and you're fine. You're going to be fine on your path. Just go in there with the knowledge that whatever is going to happen is going to be for your highest and best good.
Mm-hmm.
Retain hope and focus, and just feel like, you know, you're taking a leap off into the you know, off the cliff of hope and faith, okay? And you're going to be caught by the universe, and it's going to be just fine. You have a lot of angels around you.
A lot of them. And being extremely well protected. You have like a legion of angels and master
mm-hmm.
teachers.
You really do. All you have to do is listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay. I will try. I will.
Do you have a date
okay.
yet on your surgery?
I'm going, I kind of know because something horrible is happening. My insides are stuck to my wall of my belly and I'm in horrible pain when I move. But they're doing
okay,
the ultrasound.
Okay, how soon are you going to do it?
I don't know. They're doing the ultrasound.
How soon are you going to schedule this? Okay.
I
want you to do it before or after April. Before or after April.
I will do it before.
Not during April.
Unfortunately, February and March seems to be my surgery months.
Listen, that might be okay because it helps you recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You do it as soon as you can and as soon as your doctors say so, and just know that you're going to be divinely protected. When you go in for surgery, you bless every single person who works on you. In your prayers and meditation, you ask that the light be guiding those surgeons' hands. You ask that every single person who works on you, who touches your body, be guided by divine intelligence. You ask for God presence around you and every single person you encounter. You bless everything you see.
I do.
Okay.
I always look up at the surgeon and ask him if he's had his coffee and if he's fighting with his wife.
Well, you want to take it one step further. You want to take it one step further and say, I am blessing you and everything you do, and I am in gratitude to you, and I want you to do the most perfect job you know how. And you know, I've had surgeons respond to that with, oh, you've been in my prayers all morning and thank you so much.
He knows
so
I love
you may
him
be surprised.
I finally found a good surgeon. That's why all the other ones were so bad. He fixed everything. But I always tell him, God bless you and I love you so much and I honor you. Always.
Perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Your days of having surgery is coming to a close. So one of the things I want you to do for me, Lisa Marie, if you will do that, is leave, once you get the actual date, leave it in my chat messenger, just a date and the approximate time, and I'll pop in as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Remotely. And be there with you.
Take so long. You guys are so kind. Thank you so much.
Well, you're worth it to us, Lisa Marie. Remember
and you know, everybody,
that.
Everyone who's hearing this conversation is going to send wonderful healing energy to you. So you just keep everybody posted, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you both so much.
You're going to be fine, Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
You just remember that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You bet. You bet. Keep us posted.
Yeah, let us definitely keep us posted, okay? And everyone, I'd like to invite everyone to keep this in your mind and send a lot of love and healing to Lisa Marie, because as you guys know, she's a part of the USC family, and we want to let her know that we love her and support her in her journey. But you're coming to a closure, so get excited about that. And once this is over, I feel like after April, and a lot of things are going to start really opening up for Lisa Marie.
It's going to be easier. Definitely
yeah.
going to be easier.
Oh,
much easier. So anyway, we're going to leave you with that, Lisa Marie. Shall I disconnect you or keep you on hold?
No, please leave me on the line. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, and remember, we appreciate you and we love you.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 509 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Erica and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I very much enjoyed the conversation that you guys were having earlier. I was like taking notes. It really resonated with me.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. This is what these shows are all about right here. I really appreciate that, Erica, you sharing that with me, because that is our goal and our mission, is to give that you guys get something from these shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I totally, you know, I really like the whole boundaries. I think, you know, I do think like we got to teach people how to treat us. And
that's right.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Good for you. Matter of fact, one of the people that I work with, okay, we had a conversation yesterday, and she shared with me that her husband said, oh, my gosh, that Leilani, she has a lot of energy. Now, mind you, I don't do anything. I just walk into a room, and that energy just expands. And, of course, you know, I've shared on air, power up, shields up, expand, and so forth. So you'll have to go back and listen to some of our archives and write that down. I think you'll really enjoy that as well. But on that note, Erica, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I wanted to know about career. If you see anything,
Okay. Are you looking?
Yes, but I don't know. Actually, can I just get a message? Is that
absolutely
possible from like the other side.
Yeah, that's possible. But I also want to hear some of what you're talking about, because I see some conflict and I see some obstacles here. And I'm kind of trying to assess, like, is this from the stuff you're doing now, or is this from not feeling like you can move forward? I also see, do you teach or do you work with children in any way?
I sub, but sometimes it's challenging and I'm like, I don't want to go back to that. But other times it's like amazing. And I recently got my license expanded to other districts. So
I see you working with
everywhere.
Children. I think you're great with children. You have some skills in this area. So don't dismiss it and don't be too critical of the situation. Be willing to be open, because there's a place where your skills are very valuable for that, okay? So just kind of hold on to that. I think you got beaten up a little bit emotionally in some of the scenarios in the past, or some of the thoughts about working in those systems or the bureaucracies or something, because I see some challenges and some kind of critical stuff going on. So I want to tell you to move beyond that. Erica, you are a fabulous human. You've got skills to offer. There are things that you want to cease doing that you've done in the past that you don't have to go back to. But I do see you being able to offer your skills that are, you know, quite noticeable in a different arena. And it might require you to go a little bit into self-reflection or to do something independent or on your own. I see you almost, you know, I use this image sometimes, the hermit goes into the woods, right? And and you go in and connect with the divine, and you sit with yourself and you meditate on the rock or in the cave or whatever it takes. And then you come back out with new courage and new focus and new energy. So I want you to be fearless and be willing to go into contemplation and to look around and see, how can I reinvent something creative here that utilizes my skills without going into something that feels oppressive? Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yes.
Because that's the career answer. Okay.
So basically,
and you got it in spades. Go ahead.
What does that mean? what does that mean?
You got the skills. You've got the skills. You've got the ability. You've got the energy. I mean, and it feeds your heart. I see heart energy around this. So I see a lot of love here. It's just not been, it hasn't had a place to apply it as openly as you want to. But it's coming. You just have to be willing to really go into that self-reflection and take a chance and cease doing what, you know, you don't need to go be bound to something that doesn't fit for you. It's going to take a little bit of courage, okay? You're going to have to say, well, okay, it doesn't fit the paradigm, but that's okay. I'm going to create it, okay? And no self-criticism.
So you think that subbing, I should continue subbing?
For now, it's fine. But as you're doing it, I want you to keep in mind, where are your skills best utilized? Are you subbing in this arena? Are you subbing with this kind of kid? Is there something that you can do that other people don't necessarily have as much skill in? Is there someplace you can offer, you know, can you do special ed? Can you do creative kids? Can you do the geniuses of the group? What is it that you bring to the picture that's unique? Because you bring something. Okay? You got the skills. And it's gonna take courage. And your barometer is going to be your heart. How does it feel when you are where you are? Pick a region, pick an area, pick a specialty, okay, and move in that direction. And you might decide to get, I don't know whether it's more education or education in a certain area or some specialization, because you've got something that everybody else can't do.
You know what I was picking up too is, you could actually create your a brand new school structure, and I wouldn't approach it until after April, okay? A whole new paradigm beyond its own time, so to speak. And I see other people jumping on board with you as well with that.
Wow.
So just keep that in the back of your mind, okay? Because you have the right skill sets. And like Ann said, take a good look at your, write all down, well, go look at your resume and your skill sets because you got what it takes.
Okay. Yeah.
Pick and choose. Go ahead.
I was telling my auntie that I'm getting like ready to apply for school, for law school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I have a cousin or whatever. I can't remember what she said, but she says that she has a family member working for LNI, Labor and Industries, and she's an investigator. And I was like, wow, that's so amazing. Like, I just really like, that kind of stuff, that kind of, like investigating.
Pursue it.
And
keep
all.
Going.
Yeah.
Pursue it.
It just opened my mind to thinking like there's a lot more opportunities out there that can actually suit me for what I like. I want to do something that I like. And I was also thinking going back to school and getting a master's for if I ever became a teacher, I wanted to become like a history teacher if I don't end up going into law school, you know. So I just
They're not mutually exclusive. Do whatever comes first. If you get in law school, do it. If you get into a master's program, do it. Either one is okay. You're going to utilize your skills in these arenas, and they're still going to involve children in some fashion or the benefit of children. You could go into law and do something in advocacy. You could do something in education. There's lots of applications for this. Okay? So go where your heart feels fed, okay, and go where you literally put your body in imagination and in meditation and ask yourself, where do you feel the most animation, the most energy when you contemplate, if I go to law school, if I do this or if I do that or if I investigate it, find out what attracts you and move in that direction, okay, because you're wanting to hone your skills, and I do see you going back to get further education.
Yeah, I really like the little ones. I've had these, I subbed for this teacher, and I think it was first grade, and oh my God, they were just so heartwarming to me because they have so much respect, and you can actually, even as adults, we learn so much from them too, and I just really appreciated that class particularly. And for the most part, the school, I really like how they run their school. And I ended up getting on the last day of school, I ended up doing like pop by, and I was like, you know, brought them ice cream, and it was just so sweet. They just hug all the time. They're so sweet.
And you can make an impact on first graders in a way that is incredibly foundational and important for the rest of their lives. So if you can sub in that group, go sub in that group. Yeah, go do as much as you can. I see you working with children. I do see an aspect around you with children. So go do anything you can and then see what comes and pursue it, okay? I think you've got a little bit more of a focus now.
Yes. Thank you so much for the advice.
You're very welcome.
It was our pleasure. Yeah.
Have a great evening.
You do as well. And shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
I can stay on hold. Thank you.
Okay, fair enough. You're very welcome. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 929 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Well, I know we have a man on the phone, so you want to give us your name? Hello?
I think we lost that one, Leilani.
Okay. I'll put you back on hold and check in with you in a moment. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 917 to USC. give us your name and where are you calling from? Area code 917. Are you with us? Okay. I'll put you back on hold. Okay, I'll go back to 929. 929, are you with us now? Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Okay, so, and we have other callers, but they don't have their hands up that they want to come on air, so they're just listening to the show, which is fine by us. We don't mind one bit. So, tell me, Anne, what does the Masters have to share with me?
Oh, my goodness, my line.
They probably have a mouthful.
Well, you know, it's, there are consistencies over time. One of the things they're saying is you're really charting your own course right now. And that has some commonality with the last two readings. But they want you to be okay with being the decision maker and the one who's, you know, drawing the maps and moving forward, because you're such a lovely collaborative spirit. But at this point, you're having to design some of the stuff, and it's real important for you to do that. It makes a difference. And they're also saying, you know, you're kind of standing on a cliff of sorts, and it's a big precipice, and they want you to take that leap of faith. They want you to go forward and move in that direction. And I think you've already made that choice, right? I think you've already done that. And that there's going to be rich rewards. And when I say that, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about the sense of prosperity and abundance that is coming out of this path. Because what you're doing is very, it's almost a caretaking aspect for humanity, truly dedicated to making everything better for humanity. And so in that respect, you're like, kind of like Erica with the first graders, you know, you just love everybody and you want everybody to be okay and you want everybody to have the benefit of all that we can on this planet. And you have a very divine mother energy. And so you're working with that energy and the guides are aware of that energy and are supporting that energy and are telling you, if you move forward, if you take that leap of faith, if you jump off that cliff and go, I know divine energies are here to grab me and support me, then absolutely you're moving in the right direction, and the abundance and prosperity that comes for everyone, not just you, but for everyone in this process. And that can look like a lot of things. That can look like spiritual growth. That can look like, you know, people learning to meditate. That can look like everybody finding better aspects in their own personal lives. But all the way around, you're kind of where the buck stops and you're where the decisions need to be made. And so they're saying, we're here for you. The highest spiritual guidance is totally around you. Totally. And we're here for you. All you have to do is remember that and ask. And I know you do that frequently. They're just simply reminding us that you have support.
If the truth be told, Anne, they're constantly telling me every single day.
Right. They're, your consciousness.
And you know what's the one area they're relentless with me on? Is jumping off the cliff. Take risk. Get on out there.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And those risks will pay off. And they're saying, you know, you have to screw up a little bit of courage. You know, you kind of have to go, well, okay, is it going to be okay? Yeah, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But it's going to challenge you. It's going to feel like, is it okay to do this? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to fall into place the way it needs to? Or am I making the wrong decision? It's okay. And you'll know it because it will feel like that, jumping off the cliff. It has that aspect. And literally, it really does. And the critical aspect that you can pay attention to, and you'll know when it's a challenge and an obstacle, is it if you become self-critical on any level. So if you start to challenge yourself or say, oh my God, am I doing this right? Or did I forget somebody? Or did I do something selfish? Or did I, you know, if you become self-denigrating on any level, they're going to give you a big wake-up call and say, hey, stop that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they do too. And the, oh my gosh, Anne, they so do that with me.
Mhm.
Yes,
I
they
know,
do.
I see it. Yeah, there's just and you cannot fall prey to other people's evaluation of you.
Oh,
that's what they're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they're saying. There's no room. I mean, we all want feedback, and we all want to know we're doing the right thing on the right path in the right way. But there's no way for you to allow self-criticism, self-denigration, or criticism from other people who don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, it's interesting because I do the talk. And see how we teach each other, everybody,
mm-hmm.
and we're all kind of floating in the same boat together, you know,
because
totally. We're doing the very best with what's presented to us each and every day. And so, you know, one of the other areas is they're letting me know it's that I will be stepping into my leadership abilities more so this year.
Yeah, definitely.
And I have to get my T's crossed and my I's dotted. And then
mm-hmm.
sometimes we can self-impose our own stress just with that in mind, and I have to constantly gently remind myself it's okay. Take one step at a time. Like, you know, I was rewriting bios yesterday and got them all done. And,
of course.
You know, they told me take one, like I tell you guys, take one step at a time. Complete what's in front of you and then move on to the next. And by doing that, Anne, I've learned that there's less pressure and stress on
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, that's all self-imposed on ourselves, right?
Stress is always self-imposed. Even when it's from the outside and the environment, if we take on the stress, it's self-imposed. Otherwise, we just handle it and keep moving. I heard somebody say something recently that was so wise in terms of taking on new things and achieving new things and, you know, meeting our goals. They said, you know, how do you eat a giant? Well, that's a good question. One little bite at a time.
You know what floated through my mind? You'll get a kick. I think you'll get a kick out of this.
What?
I'd cut them up and throw them in the freezer. And then invite all my friends over for a nice barbecue.
Well, yeah, that's okay too. But the point being is, you know, you take it one step at a time. I've always said, do what is in front of you. And once you achieve that, you do the next thing that's in front of you. And the next thing after that's in front of you. The inertia is the thing to overcome. What happens for all of us is we go, oh, my God, it's so big, or it's so this, or it's so that, or it's overwhelming, or I'm not qualified, or I don't know what I'm doing, or blah, 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 fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. And we sit in inertia and paralysis, and then we wonder why nothing is happening, and we beat ourselves up or beat up the environment or beat up whatever's handy. We want to move one step at a time. Just put your foot in the water and take a step, and the next thing will evolve. The next thing will unroll. It will start to open up, and then you'll see more opportunities, right? And that's
right.
How we learn. That's how we learn. And then you check in with your guidance and your body and your feelings and, you know, your level of energy and animation and what feeds your heart and soul and what works and who do you want to come along with you for the party. All that stuff starts to work together, okay?
You know, as I was working today, what I kept thinking about all day today, matter of fact, is how much I love, and I mean this to the truest and purest form I could possibly extract from myself. I love observing human nature in action. It will literally bring tears to my eyes to watch a person or a group of people just explode. If only the people could see through the lens of my own eyes and see the beauty of every single person and how talented they truly are. And, you know, I always knew that I could see those things with people, but mm-hmm. never at this capacity. Now, and this is, I'm talking beyond, you know, us getting silly or we want to float around in the negativity, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff that just sucks us dry of our own greatness, okay? But, you know, sometimes I'll watch a dance group or someone singing. And people cheering it on, that energy and the excitement from those people. That's,
yeah, it is exciting. It is exciting.
It really,
and that's the
really
human spirit at work. The human spirit at work. I always tell people, you know, if you're depressed or you're down, go watch somebody doing something good. Go watch somebody being generous or kind. Go watch America's Got Talent, you know. Just go watch what people are capable of doing and what they're willing to do and how lovely it is when the human being puts that spirit out into the universe. And I often remind myself and everybody else around me, there are beautiful good deeds going on a bazillion times a day, everywhere, every day. Good deeds that never make it to the news, never make it to the public awareness, never get, you know, commented about, but are going on constantly. And it's really important to go remember that. And if you need, you know, a little shot in the arm, go on YouTube, go watch, you know, people who do wonderful things, go watch animal videos, go watch, you know, anything where the human spirit is excelling and expressing and sharing. It's really true. And that's the majority of what goes on the planet. But we lose track of that because we are spoon-fed a certain frequency of energy, which is pretty low. You know, if you turn on regular media or, you know, participate in some of the social stuff and the stuff that's going on around us, it's not a real high frequency. So you have to seek it out. You have to seek out what's going on. Or go get involved in your own community. Go watch who volunteers for what. Go watch people do kind things for other people. There's just so much of it out there. And, you know, it's all the daily unsung heroes, right? There's just fabulous stories.
It really is. You know, and I feel my own reality with those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes my heart explode. And, you know, like I had said earlier, you know, I will actually, tears will go running down my face, and they're just tears of pure joy to see the human nature in true action when they allow themselves to let go and express themselves, regardless of what that might be. You know, sometimes I can listen to a lecture and it'll just bring so much joy to me because the words are so enlightening and powerful that I sit there and people are looking at me like, okay, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, right. You're having your own party.
I'm having my own party. Anytime you guys want to join me, feel free to do so. You know, it just excites me. And that's what feeds my soul.
And that's the beauty about being a human being. And that is really, truly the energy our planet is intended to project, promote, enhance, support, and be. And that's what we want to do all around us. That's why we talk about living in the light. That's what you're describing, Leilani. That's what we're talking about, is living in that frequency that upholds the human spirit, that upholds the human heart, that says, look at what we're capable of doing. I mean, there are people everywhere, beautiful people everywhere who do beautiful things every day, and they don't cost money, and they don't have to be huge things, and they don't have to be, you know, broadcast on the nightly news. They just do beautiful things every day. Energy radiates outward and everywhere. And that's what we want to remember. That's what we want to remember.
I don't know why this, I started reflecting on this, but this is actually a true story. And forgive me for some of it that I will unfold. But anyway, I'm proceeding down the road, and here I'm approaching a stop sign. So I begin to slow down to stop at the stop sign. And I watched a motorcycle that was making a left-hand turn. He got hit.
Oh.
And I watched him fly up above the roof of my vehicle, and I actually thought he was going to land on my hood of my car, but he ended up hitting the street, watched him bounce back up, and then he eventually stayed on the ground. So I immediately jumped out of my car, and then I started seeing other people, you know, gathering around and so forth. And I gently spoke to him and mm-hmm. said, because he asked me, how bad am I? And I said, mm-hmm. you're actually going to be okay.
Good.
I said, I'm going to stay right here by your side, and I want you to listen to my voice and talk with me mm-hmm. the best way you can. So I proceeded to do this with him and so forth. And eventually, you know, the police officer showed up, the ambulance showed up, the fire truck shows up, you know, and I had grabbed his wallet because he had landed on the street. So I picked it up and handed it to a police officer and jumped back in my car and went on my merry way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a year and a half later, my home phone rings, and I, of course, answer it. And he says, is this Leilani Graham? And I said, yes, it is. How may I help you? And he says, I'm the man that you talked with when my motorcycle got hit.
Mm.
And he said, I literally bugged everybody to find out who you were. He says, first of all, I'd like to know, are you a professional nurse? And I said, no. He said, well, mm-hmm. how in the world did you know that I had internal bleeding? I said, you know, and I just said, well, mm-hmm. I was speculating yeah. the mm-hmm. situation. And he said, I just had to call to set up to meet you. He said, because it took him a year and a half to get out of the hospital.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow.
So when I met this man, you could see the kindness in his eyes and his gratitude. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything special. Yes, he paid for my lunch, which I was extremely grateful for, but he didn't even have to do that. But he said to me, it was because you gently was speaking to me that kept me alive. And I want to
right.
thank you for that.
Right. Exactly. And you were in that spot at the right moment, designed by spirit so that you could help him.
That's
right. And that's the other beautiful thing about it. It's like you never quite know, you know, you're going about your day and you just show up at the right place at the right time, right?
Yeah.
How magic is that? It's like, yeah, because anybody else who'd shown up there or nobody shown up there, it would have been a different outcome. So we always trust spirit to put us in the right place at the right time. What a beautiful story.
It was just amazing. And he, you know, he, of course, shared with me his future endeavors and, you know, some of the things he always had wanted to do and how that had changed his way of viewing his life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, sure.
And he said, you know, now I appreciate life more today than I ever have. And he said, all because that unfolded for me, he said, I decided to go after my dreams. And he said, thank you for giving me that chance.
How divinely orchestrated was that entire encounter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you would have thought he'd gone into the hospital, they did what they needed to do, and he'd gone on his merry way, right? And I didn't bother to leave my name with anybody. I just got in my car and went up about my business. But this man, he told me, he said, I made a real point. I bugged everybody. I went down to the police station. I got to have this woman's name. But
that's so beautiful.
I have never, ever forgotten him. Through all these years, I've never forgotten. And I sit and sometimes wonder, I wonder what he's doing now. I wonder if he actually was able to really go after his dreams and make that happen.
Of course. Of course, because he escalated the vibration of his own life.
Mm-hmm.
That was a wake-up call for him. That was a moment of, oh, stop and reevaluate. Let's look at where you're going and what you're doing. Is this where you want to be going and doing? Or do you want to do something else? You need a little wake-up call. You need a higher consciousness. It's amazing how many people you talk to who say, yeah, I would have never wanted that disease or that accident or that this or that or whatever the other thing is. But from that experience, I gained a greater insight. Another thing you can do if you want to make yourself feel better and you're needing a little energy, go on YouTube and watch all the near-death experiencers who come back and say, well, I was minding my own business and then a heart attack happened or the accident happened or the whatever happened. And I went on to the other side and I had an expanded awareness of the entire universe. And I came back completely revamped, re-energized, and dedicated my life to XYZ, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And these people come back with an incredible consciousness of, oh my gosh, it's bigger than I ever knew. You know, I was living a nowhere life and just kind of floating in space and boom, I was taken to the other side, came back and went, oh, this is my destiny. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to use my awareness. I'm sure all of us have heard of Banyan Brinkley.
Yes.
He wrote a book. He was from South Carolina. He said he was kind of living a mundane, not particularly productive life, not doing anything that he felt was important, and decided to talk on the phone in a thunderstorm, which is just not smart, and lightning hit the phone line, and it killed him. It fried his body to the extent that it actually fused the nails in his shoes to the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
serious.
Oh, he was really hurt. I mean, they took him to the hospital DOA. They put him in the morgue. A friend came by to visit because he'd heard what happened and he heard he was dead. And he noticed that the body bag moved. So he called somebody. They all came running down. And, oh, my God, this guy who we thought was dead isn't dead. But he's definitely not conscious. And I think he was in a coma for a while. I'm not sure how long. And he said what happened is that he went over to the other side and he started talking to God and talking to the angels and talking to the guys and had this incredible expanded consciousness and received 108 pieces of information about what was going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is decades ago and you can read it. And a huge percentage of those things that he predicted that were told to him on the other side have come to pass. So there's validation for that. And now he lectures around the world to people about being conscious, basically. He works a lot with veterans and other groups to maintain that. But he's a lovely awareness.
You know, reflecting back when I was talking with this man, he was alluding to the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was really
right.
Letting me know his whole perspective of life had completely changed. And matter of fact, now that I really think about it, there was this mm-hmm. amazing calmness and peace on his face. His eyes
mm-hmm.
glowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
yeah.
Wow, this is fascinating. Because I found it fascinating to be sitting across from him and observing him. But see, at the time, I never even equate or, you know, connected the dots that he, mm-hmm. and he probably wasn't sure to even share that part with me, because he obviously didn't know what my belief system was.
He didn't know you,
right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you have to, you kind of approach those things cautiously. You don't know who is open to that kind of information or not. Right. But yeah, most people, like I said, you know, many, many people who had that kind of truly life-threatening experience, or they go unconscious, or they're in a coma for a while, or, you know, they die and then they come back. They go on to the other side and have profound spiritual awareness, and it totally changes their perception of life, totally mm-hmm. changes their view of death, totally, you know, most of these people say they have no fear of death at this point because they've been on the other side and they know what's there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they come back mm-hmm. energized and ready to do things for the world in a different way.
Well,
a different way.
And, you know, one of my brothers made the transition.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I had not received a phone call from my family to, you know, let me know about it. And
right.
that particular night, I had crawled out of bed, and I came and laid down on the sofa in the living room because I didn't want to wake up my husband, because
mm-hmm.
I knew he had to get up early, early in the morning to go to his job.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm laying there, and it was probably about an hour later. I'm still trying to figure out a way how I'm going to sleep. But anyway, I thought Graham had gotten up and was walking down our hallway. I mean, I could literally
wow.
hear the footsteps.
Wow.
And then
wow.
I could feel this individual getting closer and closer to where I was laying on the sofa. And I kid you not, Ann, I watched a male figure bend over, get right up in my face, I kid you not. And I'm going, oh my God, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I did
mm-hmm.
not invite you into my home.
Right, right.
So I'm kicking out the spirit out of my house, only to find out the next morning that my brother had passed away. And he,
right.
and matter of fact, this particular brother, that when he came to visit me, he actually came to let me know he had made the transition. He did exactly
right.
what he used to do to me when we were growing up.
That's to let you know it's his. Right.
That it was him.
Yeah.
And I thought,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh, I threw my own brother out of my house.
Well, he looked a little different in that identity from being on the
yeah.
earth, you know?
He did.
mm-hmm.
And, of course,
yeah.
the house was dark, right? There was no light in the house. And so
yeah.
all I know is there's this 6'6" giant, you know, hovering over me.
Yeah, and you want to know who that is, because that's your right, and that's actually a very good point. Most of the time, it's like, no, you don't come in unless you're invited.
That's right.
You know what I mean? it's not a free-for-all, and it's not an open door.
And don't make me have to get up off the sofa and
mm-hmm.
kick some
mm-hmm.
booty. Oh, Leilani, I can't believe you actually said that on air. Well, let me check on our callers again. And
of course.
See. So I'd like to revisit with area code 929. Do you want to come on air? Okay, well, I'll put you back on hold then. And then I'll go and visit with area code 917. Would you like to come on air and talk with us? Area code 917. Okay, I'll put you back on hold as well. Well, Ann, I don't know what we should do. I mean, because I've got 8 more callers, but they don't have their hands up, so we can't, I try to respect that.
Probably ought to let them know that if they want to speak, now's the time. They need to put their hands up. They may be waiting or unaware that they need to put their hands up. Can you tell them how to do that, Leilani? Is it easy?
Well, yeah. Well, you press number one to raise your hand. And then once I see the hand go up, then I know that you want to come on radio with us. Don't be shy. I don't bite. And no, I'm just kidding. Ann doesn't bite. We don't bite. Anyway,
certainly not over the ethers.
You know, I've been like this for the last 3 days. I've just filled with a lot of joy, a lot of excitement. Doesn't mean, you know, that I don't get frustrated with some of the work I have to do, because, you know, I do. But my overall disposition, emotionally, mentally, and physically, I'm just happy.
That's fabulous. That's wonderful.
It's just really, really nice. And I'm very pleased with the accomplishments as well. I mean, I got a lot more work to do, but I don't look at it, you know, I don't sit here and go, oh my gosh, you know, I got all this other stuff I got to do. I'm just, like we had mentioned earlier, I'm just taking it one step at a time and
absolutely
getting it
yeah
done.
That's the way to do it. And I was just reminded, speaking of being happy and wonderful energy, we should send some energy to the Midwest and the East Coast who've been suffering through this incredible weather for the last couple of days. They've had freezing, blizzardy, sleety, icy kind of weather. And for those of you who are from that area and maybe listening, we are thinking of you and holding you in the light and sending peace and affirmation for sunny skies and better weather so that it's not quite so freezing and so challenging and difficult. The West Coast has had a little bit of rain and some floods as well, so we want to send some energy to that part of the country. But we can all do that collectively and send energy for peace and tranquility and a cessation of the crazy weather, because the weather's challenging. And I think in this new year, we may see a little bit more of that kind of challenging weather. So we want to make sure that we hold the light around that energy as well. And we collectively can do that. All it takes
yeah
is our thoughts and our good energy to direct it in that arena.
And part of what we're observing with all of this is that the Mother Earth is ascending just like we are. And
right,
for her to ascend, which is the first planet that has ever truly ascended, especially galaxy or universe or whatever you want to call it, or our space where our planet is located. But with that said, what else is happening in at the same time of the ascension process, our planet is also purging.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how sometimes she purges is actually through the weather patterns. Doesn't mean there's other elements not influencing that as well to get us to buy into other things that's not real. But the gist of it is that she's actually purging. And as she ascends, her entire shape of her body landscape is shifting and changing as well, just like humanity's would shift and change. Correct, Anne?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The planet is, we've done some harsh things to the planet, and she's going to save herself no matter what. And she's going to reestablish the equilibrium for the planet. And so that is absolutely happening. And so there will be some weather changes and some climate changes and some land and water changes that will come in the next number of years, but certainly starting in this year. Yeah.
Massive cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all okay. We just need to pay attention so that we are prepared and we know that we're okay. Just stay positive, stay calm, and stay prepared so that you know how to, you know, find your way through these changing weather patterns. because they will be changing. And,
that's
and
right.
send love and energy to the people that are having to deal with it, you know, in their daily lives, because it's very difficult.
That's right. Just keep us, just for all of us to just kind of stay out of the way, but at the same time, it's important for us to understand the process, because the planet is doing exactly what we're doing, and it's actually required for us to be able to integrate those higher frequencies, and that we're receiving a lot of ascension encodements as well. And I had mentioned to you guys in previous broadcasts that on April 8th, during the total eclipse, there's going to be an actual rewiring of the brain. And I'm excited about that. What's your feelings on that, Anne?
Well, I think we have several very powerful eclipses this year, a couple of solar, a couple of lunar, that are going to shift the energies. And I don't know about rewiring the brain. I'm not sure how that actually works electromagnetically, but I definitely think that it's going to shift the energy patterns, and that obviously will have an effect on us as humans, right? Because we are electromagnetic beings. So I'm excited and kind of, you know, waiting, you know, looking and anticipating that it's going to be fun to see what the changes are and how it affects us. The whole consciousness I have at this moment in time is that, you know, there's a little bit of a rock and roll aspect to this. It's going to be kind of like a roller coaster for a while for this next year or two. It's going to sort out, and things are going to be sorted out, and things are going to change, kind of like when you pick up and move to a new house or do a new thing or get in a neighborhood or, you know, whenever we make some sort of noticeable change, there's going to be that energy, and we're going to be okay. We just simply have to remember we are literally living in the light. We want to keep that consciousness and identify with that frequency and move in that God energy, in that divine energy, and know that ultimately everything is okay. We simply have to be able to go with the flow of this universal energy, this shift, this change, and this newness which is occurring.
Ooh, powerful. That was so powerful, Anne, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's really interesting, the dynamics of change that we're actually going to see. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of these changes transpire, because the bottom line is that it's going to benefit humanity. You're
right.
Going to see brand new companies that has already been designed for the support and the well-being of humanity. Every single one of us. You're going to see old structures collapsing before our very eyes, and that's okay, because at the same time, we're birthing new companies that will be geared towards the support of humanity, even down to our food, the clothing that we wear. Did you know that cotton and linen carries a very high frequency versus synthetic fabrics?
Oh, yeah, and silk also. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, synthetics are a different kind of energy, and some people even react to them on their skin. You know, they carry electro kind of particles, and they're fun. I mean, you know, we can have lots of spandex and lots of latex, but you have to be careful with the energies, yeah. And we're going to be tuning into even more of that, Leilani, on the planet, like what's in our food, what's in our water, what do we want that to represent, what do we want that to have, how pure is it? And we're going to be moving in more awareness and education of these things that we're putting in our bodies. Part of that being that the earth is, you know, gearing up to clean itself up as well, as you were mentioning.
That's absolutely right. So we'll, as a matter of fact, I'm already seeing that where they're actually bringing in finally more cotton fabrics The linens as well, even down to our sheets and our towels and stuff like that. So you're already, it started in 2023, but we're going to see a saturation that's going to flood the market in 2024. And so we'll be dressing even differently. And so I'm starting to really pay attention to my own clothing, you know, wearing more of the higher frequency clothing.
Oh, that's really important. It's really important what we put on and in our bodies, because that reflects frequency at every level. Very
that's
important.
Right.
And I think what's happening is we're just becoming more educated about it. You know, it's becoming more global awareness.
Yeah. Even the shoes that are coming flooding the market as well, I've noticed a huge difference. And I sit there going, you should have been built, you know, they used to build shoes that way, make shoes that really supported your foot. And somewhere, all of a sudden, the deterioration of the quality of the shoes that we were buying had really deteriorated terribly. And it wasn't supporting our, and think about this, our feet is our foundation. And
that's crucial.
Yeah, and a lot of people were developing a lot of foot problems. And so now you're seeing a massive shift into better quality shoes that we're now really, bringing into our home to wear. But I'm going to take this opportunity, if you'd like to contact Anne, her email address is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. Again, that email address is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. And it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much. I always love being on the show and love speaking to our audience, and I'm always grateful for the opportunity, and I just send lots of love and light out to everyone within the sound of our show. Thank you so much.
Keep in mind that we appreciate each and every one of you. And our goal, our mission is to be of greater service and to give you the necessary tools that you may utilize in your own lives as you navigate through your own life journey. But also, it's very important for you to understand that we are embarking, when 2024 kicked in, we are embarking on a new storyline. So get very focused, very clear of your new storyline. Envision your desires, not your wants. It's time to actually make your dreams happen. Even if it's as simple as doing landscaping, if that's a dream of yours that makes your heart burst with joy, then by all means, go do it. But it's also very important for us to really take a close review of our lives in general and pay attention to what needs to be cleaned up as you create your new life journey. So thank you, Anne. Thank you to each and every one of you. I'll see all of you on Thursday night. So on that note, we're going to bid each and every one of you a great night, and all of you sleep well.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Universal Spiritual Connection. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. And why not share with like-minded people? Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.